We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. The Langtu Bay Lions Club Fest is going on this weekend too. And they've got a great singer that will be performing there on the 18th. That is tomorrow night. And that's S.J. McDonald. She happens to be on the phone line. Hey, good morning, S.J.
Good morning, TK. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm coming at you from Ohio. We're making our way to Wisconsin. We're so excited.
That is super. Now, I'm sure some people are familiar with you because you performed at the Langtu Bay Lions Club Fest last year, didn't you?
Yes, that was my first year and first time ever playing in the city. And we played in Stevens Point once before, so it was nice. We've made a bunch of great friends there. And that event, it's so beautiful being right on the water.
Oh, yeah. You'll love that event. And a little bit cooler, too. I mean, we're going to be in the 80s tomorrow, so that shouldn't be too bad for you. It should be a great time, actually, a great day for it. Now, maybe you can tell some of our listeners, you know, if you're new to our radio station, S.J. McDonald, what type of music do you play? And what are we able to see at your concert?
Yeah. What y'all will see tomorrow night is very much 90s country-inspired music with a little, I'd say, I'm pretty inspired from the years of 1990 to about 2008. So you get that era with me.
That's about exactly what we play here. So that's you fit right in.
Exactly. Exactly what y'all play at Real Country. I tell a lot of stories. I'm a songwriter and have been touring, playing mostly my music, but this show is longer, so we're going to throw in a lot of covers. I love Brooks and Dunn, Jody Messina, Alan Jackson, Johnny Cash. There'll be a little bit for everybody. If you like country music, which if you're listening to this station, you like country music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that sounds like it's going to be a great time. Tell us your beginnings. How did you start in country music?
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia on a cattle farm and started singing from apparently the age of two, singing, "Where I come from is cornbread and chicken." You know that song.
We all know that song, yes.
Yes, we know that song. And my sweet mother just heard me sing so much that she put me in karaoke contests and then eventually put together a band for me. I mean, my mother's incredible. And then I moved to Nashville in 2017 to go to school there and got a job singing covers on Broadway, where all the bars are, country bands. And then I ended up coming to Wisconsin for the first time in 2022 because I met some people in those bars down there that became friends and said, "Hey, do you want to come to Wisconsin and play in a barn?" And I said, "Why wouldn't I?"
Why not? Exactly.
That's like I basically was living in a barn where I grew up. This is perfect. So and we just keep coming back every year and making new friends and more shows come out of it. And that's how we ended up at Langtu Bay last year.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, you've got some music and some videos out there, don't you?
Yes, I do. We actually just released a brand new song today.
Oh, really?
That we'll be playing tomorrow. Yeah, I've got a lot of new original music coming out. We released an EP, which stands for Extended Play, even though it's shorter than an album. Super fun how it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We released one in May and a new song last night, and we're just throwing music out there and hoping somebody loves it.
Yeah. What's the new song called so people are looking for it?
The new song is called When the Whiskey Wears Off.
Okay. That sounds like a great country song. You know, fits right in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you write these songs?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I write every song. I have a lot of incredible co-writers in Nashville that help me get my ideas onto paper and onto guitar strings.
Oh, that is so super cool that you can write your own songs. If people are just joining us, we're talking with S.J. McDonald. She's going to be performing at the Langtu Bay Lions Club Fest in tomorrow. She'll be there.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's going to be an exciting time. Now, tell us a little bit more about this writing and the contacts you make, because you've been down in Nashville. How many years were you in Nashville? Have you been there?
I'm about to hit 9 years in Nashville.
Wow.
And yeah, they say, TK, it's a 10-year town. We're getting close.
You're almost there. You'll get there before you know it, and then it'll be
almost
like a
there.
Big blur. But so how do you write songs? Does it just come to you?
I get inspired by my family, and I'm currently super in love. Just bought a house with my boyfriend, so that's been inspiring my song.
Mm.
You know, sometimes even TK, you get into a co-write where you meet with people at 11 a.m. on Music Row, and you sit in a room and say, "We need to create a song." Somebody will come in with a story, say they ran into their ex over the weekend, or their grandmother told them a crazy story about their family. And we just go from there.
And it just that's just where it starts. So that's
yeah,
that's crazy. You've got a talent for that too. That is,
well,
that
thank
is,
you.
That is just neat. I will. We'll have to get the. I'll get the music for you. One of your songs, the new one, When Whiskey Wears
yes.
Off. I'll make sure I get that on the air, too, after we get done
talking about this.
Yeah, love to hear it.
I'm real proud of it.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see tomorrow night.
Yeah, y'all are going to see me with a three-piece band and a Telecaster guitar.
Mm.
And I'll probably be in some type of French. And we'll be playing, telling my stories, playing those 90s covers and... Now, TK, I have added some new stuff. I really like that Ella Langley stuff coming out these days. So we've got some new music for our younger crowd, and we'll hear stuff like Folsom Prison Blues, some Jody Messina, lots of fun storytelling, too.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a fun time. And of course, you're going to be throwing some of your new stuff in there, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to trial some new music on the crowd, so y'all come ready with your ears open.
There we go. That sounds like it's going to be a great time. S.J. McDonald at the Lake to Bay Lions Club Fest that's going on tomorrow night. And we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to chat with us this morning.
Thank you, TK.
All right.
We'll see everybody tomorrow at 7.